Let's go. The co-captain of the Melbourne High School Old Boys Football Club,
Tim Harper, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Tim, I don't know whether were you tuned into the broadcast or you're watching on a blog or did someone ring you up? How did you find out?
I actually just walked out of a committee meeting at the footy club and jumped in the car literally as the D2 count started. And, so I got to listen to it all the drive home. So in a bit of shock, to be honest.
Well, we don't actually know who wins in our studio. Obviously, Nick's doing the counting in the other studio. And you were sort of always just fifth, sixth or seventh and timed your run beautifully to actually tie come round 18. Round 18, you thought you'd played a reasonably good game?
I knew I'd gone all right, but I think it's always helpful when you're one of the skippers and you can butter up the umpires a little bit before the game. That always helps.
Fantastic. Now, a bit of background with you. You're the co-captain of Melbourne High?
Yeah, that's right. Anthony Sverskis and I are co-captains down at the high school.
And you are a Melbourne High boy?
Yeah. I finished at the school in 2000, so a fairly long time down there.
So what's that make you, 33 or so? So you've played your whole career there?
Yeah, junior footy I played at Ivanhoe and then moved over to Melbourne High in the under-16s, so back in sort of 96, and yeah, played my whole career there.
So how many games you played?
Chalked up 200 this year in about, I think it was round 10 this year, chalked up 200, and the boys did the right thing and got a win for me, so I've missed a couple of seasons with travel overseas and those sort of things.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you're 200 games in 15 years, you have either been injured or done the old VAFA travel bug.
Yeah, that's the usual one. It's usually a month overseas every season that puts me back, so to get a full year in this year.
And we're going to go on next season?
Yeah, absolutely. We're building something pretty special down at the high school, we think, where we've got our reserves in the grand final this week, and aside from Ivanhoe, they've been the top two sides, so we think we're building something pretty good, so there's at least another season to go.
So the depth is there, and obviously you're very involved being at the committee meeting level and plans for next season. Are we going on with the same coach, or are we looking for...
I think it's yet to be decided, but I can't imagine that Matthew Nicholas will have anything to worry about. He's done a fantastic job this year. We've obviously had a bit of a struggle over the last few seasons, falling down a couple of grades and getting the project in this year, as he's known at the club, has been really fantastic. He's got a big emphasis on building a community, and for the first time in a long time, we've had clubbies the last couple of years, and it's really a great place to spend your time and a great bunch of blokes.
So with three different teams there, obviously, as you said, with the clubbies, I mean, I remember calling, it might be about 10 or 12 years ago, you guys in what was A grade then. So the snakes and ladders of amateur football, you can go up and down fairly quickly, can't you?
That's right. And I mean, we've seen that. I think we got relegated from B grade with 7 wins one year. So you can climb and fall very quickly, but ultimately, it's all about being around your mates and having a kick of the footy and having a good time. So it doesn't matter which level you're playing in, as long as you're giving it a good crack.
Well, I think you're the fourth person we've interviewed tonight, and every player has been such a great clubman for their team. Paul Baronello for St Leo's, Shane McLennan for our Parkside, and then we spoke to Gene Calcedo then from the Northern Blues. And what stands through is you've all been club people the whole way through, and these individual awards are just icing on the cake, I'd imagine.
Oh, look, it's a very nice thing, and I'm in a bit of shock now, but it's not what you play footy for, and you know, it's not why you play amateur footy either. We're a bunch of guys who pay our fees to have a run around with our mates, and it's just such a great feeling when you have that 5 minutes after a win. There's nothing like it.
Fantastic, Tim. Love the attitude. Look forward to following your progress next season for the Melbourne High School Old Boys.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate it.
Fantastic effort there by Tim Harper, co-captain of the Melbourne High School Old Boys. He tied for first in the Fullerton medal this year with Dean Calcedo from the Northern Blues, both on 19 votes. Ricky Costanzo third from Richmond Central with 18. Mitch Lovell from Ivanhoe on 17. And Chris Cantaliakis, Old Paradians on 16.